Hello, listeners. Welcome to the podcast aimed to help you navigate the road known as OSAP debt. I'm Josh.
And I'm Shamir. We will be hosts for this series, which will contain 5 episodes, with our primary focus on debt repayment and debt rehabilitation.
Too bad we don't know anyone who's in debt, eh, Shamir?
If only we had a campus full of students who dread every waking moment to pay back OSAP.
Yeah, if only we knew how these students felt about OSAP, then we could know for sure if our podcast would be of some help for our listeners out there.
Couldn't agree more. So we decided to ask some students around campus how they felt about OSAP debt. Here are just a few of the responses we received.
How do you feel about repaying your OSAP debt?
I haven't thought about it and I don't want to think about that right now.
Do you know who you can contact about repaying your OSAP debt?
I'm not sure, but maybe I have to contact the Student Financial Services.
Do you know roughly how long it takes with the average OSAP plan to get rid of your debt?
I'm not sure, but basically 30 to 35 years.
And do you know who or where you go to get details about your repayments?
I'm not sure, but maybe I have to contact the Student Financial Services.
The NSLSC are the people you go to if you have questions or concerns about things like your repayment plan, your interest, your grace period, and more.
Well, that about wraps it up for today's walk, I think. Let's head back to the studio.
Thank God, I think I left the oven on.
We have an oven?
We're back now at the studio, and overall I think the responses were pretty much what we expected.
There is much more we can discuss about debt repayment and debt rehabilitation, but for now, let's do our best to tackle debt repayment.
Debt repayment is something every student will most likely have to face sooner or later. On average, $6,838 is the cost of tuition for a year. This was taken from Stats Canada, and it was for the 2017 to 2018 year. That's a lot of cash to pay back.
Yes, Josh, that's a lot of cash to pay back. Not to mention the provincial and federal interest rates. The question remains, however, where do we go to talk about all this repayment stuff? Who do we discuss it with? Is there a website, phone number, mail address, or are we doomed?
Deep breaths. There's hope. Let's go over some basic information about OSAP and OSAP repayment before we get into any navigation. The first thing anyone should know about debt repayment is this. Students are expected to start paying their OSAP debt back after they graduate or stop out. That was the OSAP fact sheet number 4. There will be links posted for those of you that want to check that out.
And by the way, Josh, I heard they're even ending the 6-month grace period now.
Is that so, Shamir?
Yeah, the term is a little misleading because what it means is that for the first 6 months, you don't need to make any loan payments, but interest is charged both on the federal and provincial portions of your loans. Interest used to be charged only on the federal portion of these loans, but the recent government changed that.
Interest is still charged, however, on the federal portion of your loans, so no matter what happens, you will still be paying back more than what you borrowed no matter what. Unless, of course, you stumble upon a small fortune. The lottery?
Oil reservoir?
Diamond mine?
Then by all means, you have the option to pay it all back at once if you have the funds. You can start paying it back while you're at school if you really wanted to, though. And once you graduate or stop studying, the NSLSC will send you a package that will describe how much you owe, your expected monthly payment, the date of your first payment, and the interest rate. Typically, the interest rate for the Ontario loan is the prime rate plus 1%, and for the Canada loan, it's the prime rate plus 2.5%. If interest rates change, your monthly payment stays the same. However, the amount applied to your loan balance principal will definitely change.
And remember, you don't ever have to pay back scholarships or grants or bursaries. This is why some refer to these things as free money, because there's no expectation to pay these things back with or without interest.
That's what I spend on my campus partying, Josh.
I wouldn't know that, Shamir, because I'm a commuter, and I love every second I have to spend on public transit.
Oh, and by the way, one more thing we forgot to mention to you is you can extend your grace period by another 6 months if you're starting a business or working at a non-profit company. For more details, check out the links we will post along with the podcast episode.
So, Shamir, once the grace period is up and I have to start paying the debt, what do I do? Who do I go to? What's the payment plan like? I'm panicking already!
Find your zen. Stay calm. All payments will be made to the NSLSC, and it will be monthly payments. You can shorten the amount of time you spend paying back your loan by paying more each month than what is planned for you, or by making more payments per month. It is up to you. Typically, payments are made by adding the NSLSC as a payee and paying them through online banking, but you can send checks as well. Using a debt repayment calculator can help you define what is the most efficient way of paying back OSAP that also reflects your current lifestyle as well.
The important thing to know is that when you need to discuss or change or update any financial information regarding your debt, then you should go email the NSLSC or call them with their toll-free number. Talking to a representative is the first step in doing anything with your debt.
Another thing we will touch upon, but we'll go into more detail in a later episode, is the Repayment Assistance Program, otherwise known as RAP. It's a program that is eligible for those students who have a low monthly income or family financial responsibilities, or both. This program is designed to help you pay back your student loans within 15 years instead of the usual 9.5. Extending the repayment period will lower your monthly payments, but will make you pay more interest on the loan as well.
RAP is also something you have to reapply for every 6 months, and it comes in two stages. The first stage being 6 months of interest relief, in which students may qualify for $0 payment or reduced payment depending on their family income. Maximum eligibility is 60 months.
Stage 2 is debt reduction, where the government will start to cover both principal and interest that exceed the student affordable payment. Students from low-income families may never have to make any payments on their debts as long as they reapply and get accepted for RAP for the following 15 years. 10 years if you are a student with a disability.
Those are the facts for debt repayment, but the actual navigation can be tricky, especially if you aren't that tech savvy. We recommend first heading to the NSLSC website. You'll arrive at the homepage and you must register your account or log in if you already have one.
And yeah, if you're registering for an account, then you will have two options. Either sign up with a partner, most likely a bank you're already a client with, or you can sign up with a GC Key user ID. For this example, Josh signed up with his RBC account because he already has a bank account with them.
That's correct, Shamir. You'll be then asked to sign in with your bank information and then be taken to a privacy agreement page. After giving it a thoroughly good read, you can click I agree. Then you'll be directed to another privacy page where after giving it another thorough read, you will click I agree again.
You'll be given two options then to create your account, and the account would be what you use to check your debt owing and payment plans, and all sorts of things. So the first option will be to create a new account. The second will be to use your SIN number to recover an old account. You will need your MFSAA number to go any further.
And if you ever need to contact or have any questions or concerns, you can always go to the NSLSC through their Contact Us tab on their website. This should be at the bottom of the page where you log in.
And of course, you can always send them a secure email or you can call them at their toll-free telephone number. If you need to send any documentation in writing, you can mail it to their address or you can fax them as well.
Also, be prepared that if you send an email, a response may take some time. And that's the same with if you call on telephone.
Telephoning usually does have the fastest response time. Though, follow the on phone prompts to the relevant department that can answer your questions, or just hit 0 on the dial pad to talk to an operator. And that is a good starting point on how to navigate through the NSLSC website and how to access your account. We'll be getting into more details as the podcast goes on, but for now, I think it's time to wrap things up.
So, what we talked about was debt repayment, the grace period you have, how you can pay it, who you pay it to, where you go to look at your debt owing, and touched upon wrap. The next episode will be focused more about repayment when we get the chance to talk to someone who plays a crucial part in all this debt chaos. Tune in next episode to hear more from our special guest.
I'm Shamir.
And I'm Josh.
And we're signing off.